This is Here and Now, and a robotic submarine known as the Bluefin 21 is heading to the depths of the Indian Ocean today, where it will troll the ocean floor in search of the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The unmanned vehicle, a Bluefin 21, moves at a walking pace and can create a three-dimensional sonar map of any debris on the sea floor. We're going to hear more about that in a moment from the head of the company that makes the submersible. But first, to some of the other developments in the search for the missing plane, let's bring in Andy Pastor of the Wall Street Journal. Andy, there have been so many changes in strategy in the hunt for any wreckage from this plane. What do you make of the latest turn that now they're really looking in this one area with this submersible?
This shift means certainly that the leaders of the search teams have given up the idea that the batteries on those black boxes are still working. So now they're trying to map a section of the Indian Ocean floor using sonar and try to decipher where parts of the plane are versus gullies, rocks, and other things on the ocean floor. After that, they'll try to send down powerful lights and some cameras to actually try to take pictures of the wreckage and to definitively show the world that they have indeed found the plane. And only then will they start with new technology and new vehicles to try to retrieve portions of the aircraft. So you can see this is a multi-layered effort, and unfortunately, I think it means for the future that the finding and retrieving portions of the plane is likely to take longer and be more difficult than many experts predicted or hoped even just a few days before.
Officials are also investigating this oil slick near the area where some of these underwater pings were last detected, although I'm thinking back to just in the early days after the plane disappeared, there was an oil slick in the Gulf of Thailand that turned out to be nothing.
That's correct. It's very hard to tell if this means anything at this point. I think the search teams, and particularly Angus Houston, who's heading up the Australian-led effort, have made it clear that they're focusing on what's under the surface, not what's on the surface. And he has said, Mr. Houston has said, that a visual search underwater will be very difficult. And he's made it clear that this is a very challenging effort from the very beginning.
Andy, finally, there's this report now that the co-pilot had tried to make a cell phone call after the jet diverted from its planned route. That's being reported by a newspaper in Malaysia. What do you make of that?
No clear confirmation of that that we've been able to gather or that other news agencies and news outlets have been able to gather. I think it's questionable. And also the point is, what does it really mean? The point isn't whether he tried or didn't try to make a phone call. If somebody tried to turn on his phone during the flight, that may mean something. But I don't think at this point that that's a major focus. I don't believe it's a major focus of the investigation, and certainly hasn't attracted much traction, as far as I can tell from the investigators.
Andy Pastor of the Wall Street Journal, who has been covering the story now for weeks and weeks of the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now let's get to that underwater search and the device that is being used for it, the Bluefin 21. It's an unmanned deep-sea submersible. David Kelly is CEO of Bluefin Robotics. That's the company that developed it, and he joins us now. David, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the most basic question here. What can this Bluefin 21 do that divers or other technology cannot do?
What the Bluefin 21 can do is it can dive down to depths as deep as 4,500 meters, which is about 2.5 miles below the surface of the ocean. At that depth, the temperature is slightly above freezing. It's pitch black, and the weight or the pressure of the water at that is about the equivalent of a Cadillac Escalade pressing down on your thumbnail. It's many thousands of pounds. At that depth, the vehicle can navigate, and it can survey the ocean bottom using a sonar, and that will produce an image that can then be analyzed or looked at by sonar specialists to determine if there's man-made objects or other artifacts on the bottom.
And that depth you're talking about is just about how deep the water is in this part of the ocean where they're looking.
That's correct.
How much space can it search in a given day?
Approximately 30 square miles. The vehicle can run roughly 24 hours. It would take a couple hours to transition down to that depth. It would take a couple hours to return to the surface. So it can run, 16 to 20 hours at the bottom imaging. And then when it returns to the surface, the batteries would be swapped out, the data would be downloaded, That process would take a couple of hours. The vehicle can then be relaunched to start surveying the bottom while the data from the first survey is analyzed by the sonar specialist.
Would you say that it's more likely that it would find something using its sonar or just seeing something down there with cameras?
The sonars would be what is typically used for a search because the extent that it can see is about a half mile. When you put a camera payload on it, it has a much smaller field of view. The vehicle typically flies only about 15 feet off the bottom, and so it can only see in a given image 3 to 5 or 10 to 15 feet. So the camera surveys tend to be much smaller, and the sonar surveys can be much larger areas.
Has this technology ever been used to locate a plane underwater before?
This technology has been used to find a variety of objects under the water. The 21s have run in Antarctica. They've run in the Arctic. It was used to search for Amelia Earhart's plane on Nicomoro Island, and it's been used to find other objects for other people, including shipwrecks and historical artifacts.
How long would you anticipate this search taking, or do you have any sense of it?
I think the key thing to note is this is a very large area to search. I think the last size I saw was an area larger than Los Angeles. The vehicle can survey about 30 square miles a day. So it's going to take persistence and tenacity, and I think people just have to be prepared that this could be weeks, months, types of time frame to survey the area and try to determine where any of the objects could be.
We've heard, as this search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has gone on, of the difficulty because of weather conditions, because of the currents and the choppiness of the water in that part of the ocean. Is that going to be a problem for the Bluefin 21?
That is a difficult part of the world to operate in. It's known as the Roaring Forties. It can have extremely high seas. It can be challenging to both ships and equipment. And so I think it, depending on the weather, it can be quite difficult to operate in that area.
David Kelly is president of Bluefin Robotics. That's the company that developed the submersible that is looking today for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 under the water in the Indian Ocean. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you're listening to Here and Now.